and you are listening to the Texas Standard. While the COVID-19 pandemic is a global health crisis in its own right, it can't be ignored that the lockdowns and restrictions led to other smaller-scale health crises, including a revival of the opioid epidemic in America. After years of gains in reducing overdose deaths, numbers are back up again, particularly hard hit poor and rural areas that have seen hospital closures and dwindling health care access. But an initiative from Texas A&M University is trying to better equip doctors and mental health providers to deal with opioid use in their communities. The Standard's Alexandra Hart has more.
So let's get started with what we're going to talk about today. You know, when
Dr. Dheeraj Raina is a psychiatrist specializing in addiction medicine. He's giving a Zoom presentation to more than 40 doctors, counselors, and students about a concept in behavioral health called the stages of change and how it relates to substance use disorders.
We have to recognize that progression through stages of change is not linear, not guaranteed, and not time-bound.
The lecture is part of a new initiative from Texas A&M Health Science Center called the Empower TeleEcho Program. It's a series of free webinars for healthcare providers who want to learn more about helping patients with substance use issues, which experts say have increased dramatically during the pandemic. Chinelo Nsobindu is program manager for the initiative. She says the goal is to connect medical professionals to experts in addiction care.
It's mentoring healthcare providers in rural areas who may not have the knowledge or expertise to care for patients with certain conditions.
Every session starts out with a 30-minute lecture on a topic relating to best practices in treating substance abuse disorders, like addressing stigma around addiction or how opioid use presents in adolescence. Then presenters discuss a case study featuring real patient scenarios and answer questions about treatment strategies.
Through that case, the providers are able to provide some kind of mentorship or guidance in terms of what that healthcare provider can do to treat and manage this particular individual that they may not have been doing in their clinical practice.
The program kicked off at the beginning of the year with financial backing from the health insurance company Amerigroup. And the timing isn't coincidental. Substance abuse has been on the rise in the past year.
Both fatal and non-fatal overdoses due to opioids has dramatically increased in Texas and in the United States. This has been one of the most concerning phenomenons as a public health issue that we've noticed since the pandemic started.
Dr. Joy Alonzo is professor at the Texas A&M Health Science Center. She's also co-chair of A&M's Opioid Task Force. She says overdoses were trending downward between 2016 and 2019. Then came COVID lockdowns.
We were making a lot of headway, and then when the pandemic hit, all that ground to a halt, and people were not able to access care.
According to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control, opioid overdose deaths in 2020 rose nearly 30% over the previous year. More than 90,000 people died of overdoses last year, the highest number on record. Alonzo says factors like social isolation and lack of access to care during the pandemic likely contributed to the spike.
When folks don't get the psychosocial supports that they need and they don't have that community around them, they tend to relapse.
She said that some general practitioners who don't specialize in addiction treatment may not feel equipped to navigate the challenges of treating substance use issues. That's where connecting with trained addiction medicine specialists through the Empower program can help.
This may be the first time since they went to medical school that they've actually had any access to an expert in these particular treatment areas.
One person who says he's already benefited from the sessions is James Mazza. He's Community Coalition Coordinator for the Waco Area Nonprofit Voice, which focuses on wellness education for youth and their parents, including teaching about drug use. He says that overdoses in the Waco area have more or less kept pace with national trends, rising about 20% since the pandemic began. A big driver of that is lack of access to care. With doctors and hospitals stretched thin with COVID cases, appointments for pain management became harder to come by.
People have lost access to their doctors, so they're not able to actually access pain medication or, you know, receive pharmacological advice. And so people that have developed an addiction to pain medication are having to turn to street drugs and the synthetic opioids that are found on the street.
Mazza says that one of the biggest roadblocks to addressing opioid abuse in his community is the stigma around the condition.
I think a lot of what you're seeing in Waco is people don't think that good people, and I'm putting this in air quotes, I know you can't say it, but good people don't get addicted to medications. And that's just flat out not true. Anybody can get addicted to the OxyContin and the Vicodin and things along those lines, even if they're taking it the way that they're supposed to.
That can make people afraid of seeking help. So dispelling that stigma is one of Maza's top priorities.
So just trying to explain that to the community, that people who are addicted to substances and do have substance use disorder are not necessarily bad people. They need help. They need help trying to manage their substance use disorder and finding those resources within the community.
He says that participating in the A&M program has helped him better understand how other communities are dealing with opioid use.
Especially if it's something like, you know, Waco is not necessarily a large community, but it's not a small community either. So there are some things that we have seen, but, you know, maybe not in as depth or as intense as somebody who is from Austin or Dallas has seen.
Alonzo, with the Opioid Task Force, says that ongoing education and improved treatment options in parts of the state outside major urban centers is key to supporting those struggling with opioid use and to reversing the rise in overdoses brought on by the pandemic.
It's a war every day for these folks. Every day they have to recommit to staying in recovery. And without that community with them, that supportive community, it's very difficult.
The Texas A&M Health Science Center's Empower TeleEcho program is free of charge, and any healthcare providers, pharmacists, and mental health professionals in Texas are able to attend. I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.